Please turn with me to Heidelberg, the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 43, which is found on page 29. We consider these our subordinate doctrines, doctrinal standards. They are not on par with Scripture, but they are helpful, helpful tools to summarize the basic teachings of the Bible. And it's been going through the Ten Commandments, and we find ourselves and reflecting on the Ninth Commandment. So please respond to the question of Lord's Day 43. What does the Ninth Commandment require? That I bear false witness against no one, twist no one's words, no biter or slanderer, join in condemning one unheard or rashly, but that on the I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil, that in matters of judgment and justice and in all other affairs, I love, speak honestly, and confess the truth. As insofar I can defend and promote my neighbor's good name. Okay. I don't know about you, but I feel very convicted of this commandment, and it should. We see this so much, maybe perhaps in our lives, but we also see it so much around us. I think especially social media, Twitter, Facebook is a cesspool of people who slander and backbite, and then a series of biting back the backbiters, and then onwards it goes into oblivion. But this commandment is so true because of what it says at the end. We are lovers of truth. We confess the truth because God is a God of truth. Lies and deception is the tools and tactics of the devil, of what started the fall in the first place. There was lies and deceptions in the Garden of Eden that caused Adam to fall. And so as Christians, we have no part with deception, with lying, with slandering, with joining other people in condemning them. Now, it doesn't mean that we are not to be critical of other false worldviews or other of sin in general, and to help us understand what I'm trying to say is found in Titus 1, starting at 12. You can turn with me there if you want, but it reads like this. This is Paul's words. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth." So Paul is dealing with, of course, false teachers who are misleading, misguiding the church in Crete. And these false teachers are promoting these lies. And Paul says to rebuke them sharply. But the purpose of the rebuke is not just for, you know, to be self-congratulatory. Oh, look at me, I'm so pious. Look at me, I'm so logical. Look at me dismantle the arguments of, you know, of the lefties or of people we disagree with. But he rebukes them sharply, so that they may be sound in faith. The purpose of us confronting sin and confronting lies is not to pat ourselves in the back, but it's to build, it's to lead people to truth. And again, I see this a lot, and maybe I'm guilty of it too. Now we're, you know, posting things, especially about politicians that we don't like, and whatever arguments that we're going against, and we slander, we tend to slander people. We tend to take clips out of context and say it as if this is the truth. But as Christians, we must be concerned whether what we are saying about someone else, whether it's someone, a public figure, or especially someone who is personal to us, whether what we're saying about them is truthful. Or maybe I can put it this way, that if what you're saying about that individual or that public figure, if that person were in front of you or were to hear what you're saying about them, would they agree with your assessment of whatever their sin is or their argument is? Maybe they won't agree with your conclusion, but they'll at least agree with how you're representing them. It's very important as Christians that we do that. Because everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is slandering. Everybody else is backbiting and you know, condemning, you know, arguments and things. And not to say that as Christians we just need to be positive and positive and positive. We can be sharp, but the purpose of our being sharp is to build others up, is to point them to the truth, not to give in to as Paul says, Jewish fables or commandments of men who turned from the truth. And so, guard your hearts, guard your tongues, guard yourself, and how you represent one another. And do so, if you must confront, you do so out of a motivation to love and build up and not to congratulate yourself. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 43 with that.